Welcome to Insight, live at noon with a rebroadcast at 7 p.m. Air travel is rebounding to pre-pandemic levels with a push to connect passengers to more nonstop destinations. Ahead on Insight, we'll learn about a new initiative at Sacramento International Airport with sights set on direct flights to Europe. Also, retail thefts and robberies are on the rise across California, and law enforcement is on alert. The district attorneys in both Sacramento and Placer counties join us about the new resources they're deploying to combat the uptick in retail crime. Finally, we're a little over a month away from the primary election, and a lot of eyes are on the race for Sacramento mayor, including the city's younger residents and future voters. We'll learn about the issues that matter most to youth. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. That's all coming up today on Insight. First, here's the news. From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. As air travel bounces back to pre-pandemic levels, Sacramento International Airport wants to expand nonstop flights, whether across the country or around the world. And it does have sights set on Europe. Currently, Sacramento International Airport's international direct flights are to Canada and Mexico, and branching out overseas involves not just airports and airlines, but also collaborating with the business community to make this travel take off. The initiative is called the SMF Air Service Alliance. Here to tell us more about this new alliance is Stephen Clark, the Deputy Director of Airport Commercial Development at Sacramento International Airport. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
So what does an airport commercial developer like you do, Stephen?
A little bit of everything every day, I think, actually. So the primary focus is on the business side of the house, right? So I focus a lot on relationship building with our airline partners. Bringing in new routes is a big focus, but also work on all the leasing activities as well as all of our concessions, right? So the food, the beverage, things that folks have when they come to the airport also falls under the umbrella too. So it's a quite dynamic role.
Yeah, I can imagine. And a lot of things that are interconnected with that. I mean, it's really been a 180 in the last 4 years. I mean, I think of 2019 in air travel here at SAC International, obviously the pandemic completely shuttered a lot of air travel and concessions as well. Where are we now at the start of 2024?
Yeah, so as we pull through the end of last year, we're back to those 2019 numbers, right? So effectively, 2019, right before the pandemic, was the busiest SMF has ever been in its history. And we finished last year right there again. So, for us, it's we're back into growth mode again at the airport. We're seeing more seats coming in the market for folks to be able to buy. And we're seeing a lot more destinations come back on the map, which is really, really exciting for the community.
So you obviously have the demand. You have people that are going to the airport. They want to travel. But when it comes to the number of flights that are offered, I mean, where is the airport at now compared to 2019?
Yeah. So, what we're really seeing is that that travel-based for intra-California, right? So if folks that are going up and down the state corridors, that's down, right? So we're still seeing that being down about 15%. But everything else for the most part is back. We're still kind of recovering a little bit of some of the hub-to-hub traffic, right? So some of the major airline partners, like Delta, for instance, is just now bringing their nonstop to Detroit back this summer. So that was something that we didn't have in the pandemic. So as those markets keep coming back and returning, it really is going to start feeling like 2019 again at the airport.
Yeah. And since things are kind of bouncing back to 2019, I imagine sights are set on the future. I mean, I know that you've added nonstop travel to Miami recently, also to Toronto in Canada. Can you take us behind the scenes? What goes into actually making these direct flights a reality?
Yeah. It's a data heavy piece, right? So we're working a lot with the airline partners. But what's really unique for us, the story in Northern California is a little bit different than what it is elsewhere here in the state. So for an airport, where we've recovered to that pre-pandemic volume, many of our other partners, even in the Bay Area, like the SFOs of the world, San Jose, they're still not back yet, right? A large part of that is international travel, of course. But for us, we actually saw that a net inbound migration of folks moving to the Sacramento region. And, what's really unique is that, so Sacramento International actually serves a 7-county region. We call it a catchment area in the industry. Really, it's where we're capturing more than 40% of the passengers. And that catchment area for us has grown. So now we're capturing passengers all the way up to Redding, all the way down into Merced, all the way east, sometimes even into Tahoe and Reno, and then into west, into Napa. So that whole area is growing as the region is growing. And, as we see more folks move into the area, they're making good wages. They're they're able to travel more for leisure and their businesses are getting back to travel, which is the most important for us.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about those areas, I mean, people are willing to drive like 1 to 2 hours for a flight. I mean, even people here in Sacramento are willing to drive to the Bay Area if the flight is less expensive or if it's a nonstop flight, which isn't offered here. When you look at the areas to grow, you created this new alliance. It's the SMF Air Service Alliance. I think it just launched like within the last few weeks for the new year. Tell us about it. What is the goal? What will this alliance achieve?
Yeah, so I think the big thing here, what folks should know about is that, you know, this is a really data heavy industry, right? Airlines are always looking at where folks are going, when they want to go. But at the end of the day, relationships matter. And so for us building this Air Alliance, it was a concept in partnership with the Greater Sacramento Economic Council to come together, bring our business leaders into one space and work together on driving those nonstop flights, right? So specifically in the markets where our business community needs that link. You know, it's pretty easy to think about leisure travel. We all have kind of that bucket list of places that we want to go. But for businesses, it's a demand, right? They need to go to those markets, you know, like the New Yorks of the world or Florida to do business, to continue to grow our region. And so by bringing them in the room, building those relationships, not only do we get the data piece, which is obviously really, really important, but we have them at the table when we go to meet with those airlines, which is something that we were actually able to do on the flight to Canada and getting into Toronto.
How long did it take to get a nonstop flight to Toronto? I mean, is this something that can be done in like a matter of months or is it longer than that?
No, it's definitely a long play, right? I mean, even for the nonstop to Toronto is something that the airport team has been working on for more than 2 years, for sure. But, you know, really in the last couple of years, we put a ton of emphasis on working with the business community specifically on that flight. We knew that we had connecting traffic going into Europe. Toronto provided a really great spot where it's, you know, it's kind of on the way, right, as you're going to Europe. But there's also demand there from local businesses that have cargo needs and just getting their folks up into Canada, that Eastern Canadian space you know, up there as well. So a lot of opportunities there. And, you know, that market's done very, very well since it came on board with us.
You know, the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, GSEC, we've had them on before, and they're a public-private partnership. I mean, their main goal is to attract new business to the Greater Sacramento region, which I think for them spans like 6 counties. When they're talking to people who are thinking of opening up shops somewhere in a new city and they're eyeing Sacramento, what are you hearing from the business community about where they need to go for work and how the airport can make it easier and more convenient?
Yeah, so this is exactly what the alliance is supposed to do here, is right, putting both our organizations right at the hip together. You know, what we're really hearing a lot is something we know, right? East Coast, especially into the New York area right now, is an area that we've got to work hard. We've got to get more nonstop flights, specifically daytime flights, right? You know, West Coast airports, we play a little bit of a disadvantage, right? Because of the time zone change and the duration of the flight. So we really need that nonstop during the day so people can connect into Europe, they can connect in the Middle East, Africa, seeing a lot of that demand. So that's a big focus, but there's also some others too, right? I mean, there's markets that are in Florida that we want to serve every day of the week. Orlando, think about families going on vacation
to Disney.
Yeah. In fact, Orlando out of Sacramento was the number one route unserved in the entire United States. And fortunately, Southwest came back. They're going to be doing just Saturdays only right now. But we hope to get that going back to daily again, because there's so much demand for folks to get into Orlando.
When it comes to international travel, I mean, currently the international and SAC International is reserved to Canada and to Mexico. And now there's this push or this goal to go overseas. Why Europe as opposed to other countries as the first spot to go overseas?
Yeah. So, you know, Europe presents the closest in opportunity where our business community, our leisure needs, as well as really just our whole region really aligns very well. And you kind of take a look at what's going on regionally with a lot of our business generation that's going here. So Bosch's announcement of their $1.5 billion acquisition
in
Roseville and Placer County, you know, that's certainly drives the demand there. But we've also got representation from Germany, from Siemens company, SMA Solar is in the area. And, you know, you start thinking about this clustering effect of these organizations that are bringing their businesses into our region. They're going to need to have their people not only go back to, you know, back to their to the other country, but they're also going to need their suppliers to come here as well. And so, you know, for GSAC as well as for us at airports, it makes a lot of sense that we have that connection into Europe, not only to help those businesses and those organizations, but the ancillary side. When those team members come and they're employed in our region, they have a place to go. If they want to go back home, they're able to get there conveniently, so they're not having to drive to the Bay Area. You know, the number that I always like to use, every year we have about 609,000 people out of our region that fly through Europe and connect either in Europe, into Africa, the Middle East, and even some in Asia.
And they fly out of the airport?
They fly out of the airport, or they're driving to San Francisco. Most of them are actually driving to San Francisco, which is the big thing that we're trying to fix. And so as we think about working with an airline partner, we're saying, hey, look, you know, you've got, you know, 600,000 people that are, you know, being inconvenienced driving all the way to the Bay Area, or they're having to connect, and they're, you know, we can serve this nonstop because you can be successful here. Our costs are lower. Your employees actually want to be here. It's a great place to live, right? I mean, that's the whole reason why a lot of these companies are coming here. And so that for us is telling that story, working with the airlines, and we're doing that every single day.
When you are talking to airlines, trying to get them to add a nonstop flight, you know, what are those conversations like? What are you hearing from airlines about the challenges to add a nonstop flight to, say, Germany from SAC International?
Yeah, so a lot of it's actually like dating. So actually 4 times a year, we actually go speed date with the airlines. And it really is like you kind of have to show your best, right? And so for them, it really circles around a couple of different things, right? So one is cost, right? Can they come in? Can they operate profitably? They need to make money to operate. Secondly is, can they find the people, right? And so, you know, as we think about workforce development in our region, we got a great university system sitting here on the campus. It's a great, you know, it's a great piece that we like to tell that story. And then the other piece too is, you know, where are people going? Does it make sense for that airline? So Germany is an interesting one because for us, you know, we really would love to see a nonstop into Frankfurt on Lufthansa because that enables us. We know that a lot of folks are already flying on a Starlines carrier, so Lufthansa, and there are multiple different carriers under there. And so it's a convenience. They already know that market is there. They're just driving the 3 hours to the Bay Area to fly at SFO. So there's kind of a thread there already. So it's really just kind of telling that story. And working with the carriers to be successful. And then at the end of the day, it comes down to as well as incentives, right? So we at airports, we have an incentive package for them to be successful in their first 2 or 3 years because it takes a little bit of time for folks to recognize it's there. And then we, you know, we obviously hope too that the community will come in and buy seats.
Yeah, I know the convenience factor of having a direct or nonstop flight. But, you know, given that you have a tremendous amount of data, does the data actually show that people really care about a nonstop flight, that they would actually, they wouldn't mind one stop? Maybe you connect in New York on your way to Europe if the price was comparable to, say, SFO.
Sure. Yeah, you could kind of take a look at it in a couple of different ways. So let's just use that 600,000 number that we've already used for Europe and Middle East and Africa. 75% of those people are already driving to San Francisco. Right. So if they had that option, there is a demand there for that. We already know our airport's growing. We know those folks want to fly out of a closer destination. You think about the cost of it all, right? So throw off the gas off the table. Mm-hmm. You don't worry about that. But talk about the cost of parking. You talk about right. all, you know, the toll of going over the bridge. You kind of start adding those things up. And even if that ticket here, if you hit traffic, yes. You know, so you start thinking about what that looks like for a passenger. Those numbers start getting a little bit closer. And for the airline, you know, I can tell you the cost of for one passenger to be put on an airplane in San Francisco is almost $40 higher than it is in Sacramento. So you kind of just think about just the nuts and bolts of that cost for the airline to put one passenger on the airplane. There's the advantage for Sacramento.
Does SAC International currently have the infrastructure to scale up to that level, or does it need to like physically grow and build and grow?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're very blessed with is we have room to grow, but we also have the facilities already in place to accommodate a flight tomorrow, right? So our airfield, our runways are capable of handling pretty much any aircraft that we need. The actual terminal building, so Terminal B and Concourse B, already has an international federal inspection station. So that's that passport processing, immigration. That's already there. That infrastructure is already in place. You know, if we had like 10 flights a day, would it be able to accommodate? No. But the idea being here is that, you know, a first nonstop in Europe is probably going to be 2, maybe 3 days a week. So for us to add in that extra capacity, we have the facilities now to do that, which is really, really exciting. Not a lot of communities can do that.
So someone may be hearing about Europe, They're hoping to that it will be soon. I mean, if everything went the airport's way, when could we see a nonstop flight to Frankfurt, Germany at SAC International?
Yeah, hey, I've been, you know, it's funny. I've been going on the record and saying I think we're about 3 to 5 years away for that. You know, I'll tell you in about a week's time, myself and about 20 folks are going to 20 delegates are going to be joining GSEC in Germany. On a trade mission, and we're going to be going visiting obviously a lot of manufacturers and a lot of things our business community needs, but a couple of us are going to peel off in the middle and we're going to go to Lufthansa and we're going to meet with our senior leadership team and have a really in-depth briefing about what's so great about Sacramento. So, you know, 3 to 5 years is what I've been saying publicly, but you know, if I had to pick up the phone tomorrow morning and they said let's do it next year, I don't think I'd be upset.
we are ready. We're ready. To welcome you. Finally, in the last minute or so we have, I mean, I know that SAC International is going forward with a pretty costly project, like $1.3 billion. How is this going to translate down to the experience for passengers?
Yeah, it's all about the experience for us. Every single trip, every single day, we care about that experience. And so, yeah, that $1.3 billion investment is really helping us meet demand, right? So, I mean, the biggest thing, and the listeners will care the most about, is parking.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I can attest to that.
Parking
it gets
is
a little
big
tricky sometimes.
It does, and we realize that. Unfortunately, you can't build a parking garage overnight, and right? So, you know, fortunately, this year we're coming in. The shovels are going in the ground on the parking garage. We're going to build a walkway to the B concourse, so you can now, you don't have to take the train if you don't want to. So you can kind of get, you kind of choose your own adventure there. But it's really an investment that we're making at airports. That $1.3 billion is an investment in this community. It's an investment in that we're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to do amazing things. And, you know, and it means a lot, right? Because it's one of the largest investments Sacramento County's ever made into public infrastructure. So it's a really exciting time out there at the airport. And so we got a lot of work to do, but a lot of good things looking ahead.
How is the $1.3 billion being funded?
Yeah, so this is the best part. Zero taxpayer dollars locally are paying for this project. Zero local taxpayer dollars, right? So user fees are the primary source. As an airport, we're able to take on some bonding capacity using those user fees to back that, which is great because then we're able to actually pay for that project without going into the community's pockets. We're not, you know, we're a totally separate department of Sacramento County too, which really helps.
And this is over like several years or like a decade, right?
Yeah, if we could do it by tomorrow, we would. But no, it's for us, it's actually going to be about 2027, 2028 is when everything will wrap up, all six of the projects inside of SMF Ford.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen Clark is the Deputy Director of Airport Commercial Development at Sacramento International Airport. And we've been talking about their new Air Service Alliance Initiative, which is partnering with the business community to expand the airport's nonstop flight opportunities with a goal set on a nonstop flight to Europe. Up next, we'll hear from both the Sacramento and Placer County District Attorneys about how they're responding to an uptick in retail theft and robberies. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.